This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Things are happening very fast in Washington today, and that thing that's happening is basically nothing when it comes to Republican efforts to reform health care. GOP congressional leaders, stung from last night's collapse of the Senate health care reform bill, today dumped their Affordable Care Act replacement ambitions and floated the idea of simply repealing Obamacare. But even that effort is having trouble getting off the ground. Three Republican senators immediately said they'd vote against any repeal effort. But just a few minutes ago, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters he's undeterred.
Most of our members would like to vote on now, and we'll be doing that in the near future.
But earlier today, President Donald Trump seemed to be saying, forget repeal, forget replace, time to embrace retreat.
Let Obamacare fail. It'll be a lot easier. And I think we're probably in that position where we'll just let Obamacare fail. We're not going to own it. I'm not going to own it. I can tell you the Republicans are not going to own it. We'll let Obamacare fail, and then the Democrats are going to come to us, and they're going to say, how do we fix it? How do we fix it?
Well, joining us now is Matt Visor. He's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Matt, it's good to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so what exactly is going on right now in the halls of Congress? Are we or aren't we going to have a vote in the Senate on just a straight-up repeal bill on Obamacare?
Well, as you can hear from those past two clips, not everybody in Washington in the Republican Party is on the same page here. It is a striking moment. And it's striking for Mitch McConnell, too, who normally has a pretty iron grip on his caucus. And now there's multiple defections. There are at least three senators right now saying they will vote against a move to have a vote on a repeal of Obamacare.
Three Republican senators, right?
Three Republican senators, which means that he does not have the votes at this point, unless something changes. If he does bring that vote to the floor, it will not go forward.
Yeah.
So something needs to change in order for that to happen. And it's kind of a dicey moment for Mitch McConnell, who, again, normally is this sort of master legislator and now is experiencing defections from his own caucus.
Well, those Republican senators I'm seeing include Shelley Capito of West Virginia, who put out a statement saying that she didn't come to the Senate to hurt people, and she thinks that a straight-up repeal could potentially hurt many West Virginians. Senator Susan Collins of Maine has said, I do not think that it's constructive to repeal a law that is so interwoven within our healthcare system without having a replacement plan in place. Also, Senator Murkowski of Alaska and possibly even Rob Portman of Ohio. So what exactly is Mitch McConnell trying to accomplish then by even hinting that he still might push for a vote?
Well, that's what's sort of baffling right now, is that he may be trying to call people's bluffs, but, you know, they have strength in numbers at this point where, you know, you'll remember a little bit a couple months ago where the House had a similar situation where they came up to a vote and Paul Ryan pulled the vote when it was clear that there were enough defections to where it was not going to pass. So Mitch McConnell may be rolling the dice a little bit here, trying to move toward a vote. Another potential theory is they do move a vote, it doesn't pass, and then that sort of demonstrates the lack of ability to pass this. And then, you know, by Mitch McConnell's hope, he could move on to other items on the agenda. But it again is sort of this moment where the blame game is starting very quickly here, with President Trump starting to point the finger at other people for the blame of healthcare the healthcare repeal bill not coming up.
I mean, it's interesting the whiplash that it seems that President Trump himself has gone through today, because earlier in the day he tweeted Republicans should just repeal failing Obamacare now and work on a health care plan that would start from a clean slate. But then you also heard that tape we just played, because not long after that tweet, he said, just let Obamacare fail. I mean, forget even trying to repeal it. So where has the president been today on this issue? I mean, I was reading that yesterday he was barely even told that that those three senators were going to vote no on the Senate health care reform plan.
Well, he had a dinner last night at the White House. He had seven senators there, all of whom are on board with health care. So it shows you, he's not twisting the arms of Mike Lee and Jerry Moran, the two senators who came out against the bill. He's not courting them. He's not having them to the White House. He's having other senators. So the president has been quite disengaged on a lot of the details of this health care bill and of the push for it. He wants a victory, but he's not kind of getting involved in the selling of the bill to the public or in the backroom sort of arm twisting and trying to get people on board on this. So, yeah. And it is sort of the centerpiece of his administration and his legislative agenda, the thing that he ran on and the thing that he talked about in rally after rally. So I think it is kind of a testing moment for him at this point.
Well, you know, we heard the president say that let Obamacare fail because he says it's already failing. Just you know, to present all the analysis here, lots of independent organizations, including the Congressional Budget Office, have found that Obamacare isn't necessarily failing. The exchanges do deserve stabilizing and can be significantly shored up. But they say that it's not in a death spiral, as the president has said. But Matt, just a final question to you, where you had left off here. I mean, presuming that whether or not Mitch McConnell pushes for a vote on a straight up repeal, it doesn't look like that's going to happen, that they're not going to be able to repeal Obamacare outright, at least today. I mean, where does this leave the GOP's effort? Has the moment passed for health care reform in the way that the GOP would have liked it?
Potentially, yeah. The question going forward is that everybody agrees that there are problems with our health care system. There's issues with Obamacare. There's things that need to be addressed and changed. Even hardcore Democrats would agree with that. So I think you're at a moment potentially of is there any sort of outreach that can be done, some bipartisan cooperation, which rarely happens in Washington these days, but has started happening a little bit. Susan Collins has been meeting with some Democrats. They're trying to come to agreement on some aspects that maybe both parties could sell as a victory. But right now, it's hard to sort of see the leadership taking that approach. McConnell has been reluctant. And Chuck Schumer has talked about wanting to work with Republicans, but in reality, there has not been a lot of bipartisan cooperation on this. But that could be the area where this heads, given that Republicans are very unlikely at this point to have the votes to repeal it outright.
Matt Visor, he's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for the Boston Globe. Matt, thank you as always.
Thank you so much.